We're imperfect in a lot of ways. Those stumbling blocks can do several things for you or against you. Share your stories, be empowered, be loud and not apologetic. Don't stop fighting for those dreams, and let God choose you. Choose her with Janine Speaks.
I didn't made it through the storm and the rain. So much pressure, heartache, so much pain. I've been broken into pieces, maybe more.
Y'all know it's your girl Janine. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. If this is your first time listening, thank you for tuning in and listening. Every Wednesday, I do come on 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every Wednesday, I do come on, and you notice by the title, it is called Choose Her, and it is geared towards women, but like I always say, I don't do no male bashing, I don't do nothing negative towards men, so men can listen as well, because I know you men have women in your lives that you love and care about, so if you hear something on here, you can share it with them, or even share the podcast with the special ladies that you have in your life, definitely. You can also go to Anchor, you can go to Spotify, you can go to Apple. It's so many different platforms that you can go to listen to not only my podcast, but the other podcasts that is on this specific platform that I am on as well with Resistant Radio. There's a lot of different shows, a lot of different hosts, so definitely go on there and listen to those other shows and hosts as well. You will not regret it. You can also go to rcrnetwork.com. That's another spot you can go to listen to all of my episodes that I have done and other episodes as well. So definitely continue to tune in. Definitely continue to tell other people about the podcast. I have more things coming. You know, it's been a little rough the past few months, so I know I haven't really been completely on doing the podcast every week, but I am back doing it consistently now, and it's just going to get bigger and bigger from here. So thank you guys so much for listening, for tuning in, for just listening to me talk about, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the pretty things that I have gone through, the things that I have happened to me, the effects that has had on me with the things I've been through, the things I've done to people, the things people have done to me. But the bottom line is that I've learned from all of my mistakes, all the times I fell down, bumped my head, did this, you know, stupid stuff. I have learned from everything, and God is using it and has used things to really make me better. So I share all of those things. I share the things to where I messed up, and I made mistakes, or I did dumb stuff, or I just flat out did what I wanted to do at that time and then ended up having to pay the consequences at the end. I share all of those things with you guys to hopefully speak encouragement to you all, to help you all transform into being the man or woman of God that He's calling you to be, and to just really live your life unapologetic and just do what you are called to do on this earth while you are here, because nobody knows when the last day is going to be here and what's going to happen in their life. So definitely just live you know, your life to the fullest and do what God has made you to do while you're here on this earth and live with no regret. So that's what the podcast is about. If this is your first time tuning in, so definitely share the podcast, you guys. Share it with any, you know, any and everybody that you think will benefit from listening to my life story and to just help make their life better. And just to spread hope, spread love, positivity, all of those good things, because that's all that my podcast is about. Once again, when every Wednesday I come on 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, every Wednesday I do come on, so definitely check me out. You can also follow me on all my social media. Everything is under Jeneen Speaks. That is GeneenSpeaks on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all those good things. You follow me, I follow back. You talk to me, I talk back. So if there's any suggestions, any things you guys want to hear me talk about or touch up on, I'm all ears. So definitely give me some suggestions. I want to hear back from you and let me know what you want me to talk about, or even different things to, you know, talk about on the show, or even possibly have you all as a guest. So definitely hit me up on my social media and I'll definitely contact you back. This episode, this week, honestly, I wanted to talk to you all about really, really for the ladies. Definitely, but it do, it can, you know, men can use it as well. Men can, you know, use this as well too. But since I'm a lady, I'm going to really point this to my ladies about dealing with relationships and knowing when to let go and say, look, enough is enough and I deserve better than this. So I had something happen to me last week. I believe it was last week. I had somebody reach out to me that I have not spoke to since the last year sometime. So, if you don't know, I'm going to share just a little bit about me and, like, my relationship, things that I have been through in my life, if you don't know. So, I have talked about these things, you know, a few times on different episodes that I have done, but I'm gonna talk about it again right now so you all will be able to really understand why I say what I say when I tell you what happened to me last week. So, I was a teenage mother. I became a mother at 14. So, I started dealing with guys too early, way too early. So I was like 13 when I got with my son's dad, and you know, he was my first with everything. Ended up getting pregnant, having my son, and I had 3 sons all together. I had been engaged before, but thank God that I did not get married to that person I was engaged to. So I've been engaged before. Me and him lived together for a little while. We basically, to me, I call it playing house. That's me. But I have done that before. I have really had, throughout my whole life, I have had 3 real relationships. I've actually had 3 relationships. And I call them relationships, those 3, was because I really had love for the person that I was with. Me and this person, you know, with those 3 relationships, we was together for a good little while. We really got to know each other. You know, it was meaningful. So we were faithful to each other, you know, all of those things. So a lot of the things that really makes what a relationship is, I've had 3 of those my whole life. But I have never been single since the age of 13 and up until now, and I'm 43 now. So I've never been single. And when I say single, I mean I'm not talking to nobody. I'm not dating nobody. I'm not with nobody in no relationship. I'm not having sex with nobody. I'm not doing anything at all with nobody. It's me and the Lord. That it's been like this for the past few years. You know, I've been, I don't know if you want to call it abstinent. Or, you know, I haven't been, you know, like I said, I haven't been doing anything for the past few years. And this is the first time in my whole life since I've started dating guys that I've been like this. So, I've always been with somebody, or I've been talking to somebody, or been in some type of relationship with somebody my whole life. I never took time to get to know who I was and get to love myself and really know exactly what I do and don't want and do and don't deserve in my life. So I just knew I didn't want to be by myself. So I had got used to not being by myself. So by me doing that, I dealt with so many things that I shouldn't deal with. I put up with so many things I shouldn't have put up with. I accepted a whole lot of stuff from men that I should not have accepted just to feel wanted and to feel what I thought was love. You know, I did a lot of things that I just flat out shouldn't have done. And it didn't help that as I was growing up, I did not have self-esteem about myself. I did not like the way I looked. I didn't feel that I was really attractive to guys. So I accepted a lot of stuff that I should not have. Because my self-esteem, and I didn't really have any self-worth about myself. I just accepted whatever came to me for the most part. And that was not, it wasn't good, it wasn't right at all. But in the moment, I felt like, I felt like that was my only choice. For real. Because I really didn't have, like I said, I really didn't have any self-esteem about myself. I did not love myself. I didn't even really know who I was at all. So, by something I did find out, you know, living that way majority of my life, when you do not know who you are, when you do not love who you are subject to accept anything to come to dealing with relationships, in any relationship. And I mean not just romantic relationships, I mean friendships, I mean relationships with your family, co-worker relationships, anything. You will put up with what you shouldn't put up with, and you will accept things what you do not need to accept just to have some form of human connection and relationship. So that's how I was coming up. You know, I never was taught how to love myself and how to appreciate myself and, you know, how to be by myself and get to know who I was and all of that. I never was taught that. I thought I was supposed to only get love from other people. And that's why I put my standards there. Like, I put everything on somebody else. Like, if this person sounds like I, you know, said that I was attractive, oh, okay, well, I'm attractive then. So, that, you know, that's how I was. I kind of relied on other people's opinions about me majority of my life. So, the older I got, and when I got in my 30s, at this time, I had all three of my sons, and I got tired of, you know, relationships always falling apart. I got tired of dealing with the same type of mess. I got tired of, you know, having kids and being the relationship fall apart, and I'm the one that's with the child all the time now, and now I'm a single mom, and the dads ain't nowhere around. You know, I got tired of it, and I wanted better, not just for me, but I have three sons that's looking at me, and I'm like, I want better for them. as well. So I got on this, I guess you'll call it a journey. I'm not sure, you know, if I call it a journey, but it was definitely a life-changing thing that happened to me. And I started paying attention to who I was. I started spending more time with God. I started getting closer and really developing a relationship with God. And he really helped me. He showed me who I was and whose I was. And I started loving myself. I started knowing who the girl was that was looking back at me every morning when I look in the mirror. I started knowing, you know, really, really knowing and figuring out what I do like and what I don't like, what I do deserve and what I don't deserve. And having self-esteem about myself and just knowing that I'm worthy of the best, you know. So me being in that space right now in my life, and I've come a long, long, long way from where I used to be when it comes to dealing with guys in relationships. So it's like, now that I know who I am and I love who I am, I appreciate who I am and I know my worth, I don't accept BS no more at all. And I can spot it a mile away. So I don't even give, you know, certain men a time of day, because I can tell the way you come off to me, you know, what you want, or if you really ain't about what I want. And right now, I'm at a point in my life, I didn't play when I wanted to play. I didn't do this, I didn't do that. I'm at a point in my life where if your end goal is not marriage, you ain't got nothing to say to me at all. So me being in that headspace and being where I'm at right now in my life, about a little bit over a year ago, this young man reached out to me through Facebook. And he messaged me and he sent me, I think he said, he gave me a compliment. He said I was beautiful or something like that. And I was like, I didn't see it right away. And it took me a few days to respond to it. And when I seen it, I was like, oh, okay, thank you for the compliment. And that was it. So he kept sending messages to me and I kept ignoring it. I wasn't, you know, even thinking like that. I was so concerned about, I was dealing with moving, you know, because I moved from St. Louis to Texas. So I was dealing with a lot of stuff with my moving and with my job and with my kids. So, you know, I was on the brink of, changing my life, you know, and really being obedient to what, you know, God called me to do. So I wasn't paying attention to him at all. So I eventually answered him, and then me and him kind of, we started sending messages back and forth, starting to get to know each other and talking. And right away I told him that I was leaving, because I think it was like 6-7 months before I left. So I'm an upfront female. I'm gonna tell you what it is and what it ain't, what it be, what it will be, what it could be, all of it. So I'm gonna tell you the truth. And I told him, I think our very first conversation on the phone, I told him, look, you know, I'm moving to Texas, this is this, so I don't know. I'm just letting you know up front, you know, because you never know how something is going to turn out until you, you know, try your career. So he seemed to be okay with it. So things started going okay, but I had a lot of signs that he wasn't it. And I'm like, you know, he'll kind of like, we'll kind of get into a disagreement about nothing for real. Because it was times where I asked a simple question and he'll kind of go far left with it. And I'll try to bring him back and it'll just get worse. But anyway, I'm like, okay, it's a, you know, a disagreement. We're trying to get to know each other. All right. So when that happened, like, I think once or twice, I'm like, okay, I'm finna pull back. I'm not finna, you know, do this and do this and do that, because it, all of that shouldn't be happening at the beginning. We still trying to get to know each other and everything. So I pulled back from it. I had told him, like, you know, I'm finna just focus on this. I don't think it's gonna be, you know, a good idea for us to keep talking because this is going on, this is going on. You know, so I broke everything down to him, and he seemed to be okay with it, but he wasn't. So it's like we would talk for a little while, and then he'll message me like derogatory things and all of that, and it'll give me upset, and I'm like, what is you doing? Like, why is he texting me this and texting me pictures and all this stuff? So I'm sitting up here trying to be nice, and I'm like, I ain't finna block him, I ain't finna do none of that, so I'm just finna tell him. I'm finna put it out, I'm finna be blunt about it. So I did it. So we both, like, again, came to the conclusion, like, we ain't gonna have no contact and all of that stuff. And I was like, okay, that's fine, and all of that, you know. So time will go by again. So I eventually moved here to Texas, and he texted me again. And I'm like, he was saying he was just checking to see if I had moved yet and if he'd make it safely. And I was like, yeah, we down here, we loving it, we safe and all this and all that. So that was it about that. So he kept trying to conversate with me. I'm like, no, I don't want to conversate with you, because every time I would conversate with him, he'll get upset and he'll try to go off, and he, you know, because I was not saying what he wanted me to say, you know, and I was not gonna dumb down for anybody. I wasn't being, you know, evil or mean. I was just being real with him, and I was being vocal about it. Because any other time, I would have let him do and say whatever he wanted to do and say, just for me to keep talking to him. You know, I'm like, I wasn't that same girl anymore. So I would be vocal with him all the time, and he just didn't like that. So he eventually, you know, told me that he was finna get married to his baby mama, and, you know, he was just playing and all that stuff. You know, I mean, he sent me a long text message. Just, it was off the chain, y'all. It really was. So I laughed at it. I laughed at it so hard, because it did not make any sense to me. You know, and I was like, okay, yeah, you need to go work on your issues and do this and do me. You just ain't meant at all. I couldn't even be friends with him. I couldn't even be cool with him. And so this past week, now he sent me that message saying he was getting married.
Okay. So yeah, he sent me this long, long text message about him and his baby mom was back together, that they were getting married by the end of the year last year, that he was just playing, you know, around with me and all of this stuff. And I'm like, he called himself, you know, going off and everything, because again, I was not giving him what he wanted. I was saying like, nope, you know, I ain't finna be with you, you know, because of this and because of that. So he just got upset about it. So I have not heard from this man since last year. So last week, I get a text message from a phone number, you know, I didn't know. So I'm like, who is this? And what he sent me again was like the memes or a picture or something, and it was saying something sexual. And I'm like, I know this ain't who I think it is. And so, you know, I'm sitting up here like, okay, who is this? He told me who he was. And I'm like, why are you contacting me once again? And stuff. And then he got to saying, I can't even remember what he said, but I'm like, I'm sitting up here trying to figure out, I don't have anything to say to you. You shouldn't have nothing to say to me. And I'm like, why do you keep doing this? And everything. And he, you know, was saying things like, oh, you mad, huh? You know, stuff like that. I said, you know what, Lord, I tried to be nice, but he gonna be blocked. So I had told him the last time I went off on him. You know, I didn't curse. I ain't do none of this stuff. I don't have to curse at anybody in order to get my point across forcefully and for you to mean, you to understand what I'm saying. So I did that and I blocked him. And I ain't heard nothing from him since. And I'm like, it's funny to me, but then again, it's kind of sad because a lot of people are like that. They want what they want. But then when you stand up and you basically telling somebody, okay, I deserve better. I want this. I want that. If you can't be what I know I need, not just what I want, because those are two different things. What you want is what's basically your flesh. But what you need is your spirit, your soul. That's what you need. And so I told him, like, you cannot even be the man that I know I need. You're just not it. And he never would accept that. And he'll counteracted with going off, trying to go off. And, like, cussing at me and snapping on me, hanging up on me and all that stuff. I'm like, am I talking to a dude or a girl? Because I'm like, he did stuff that I used to do to guys when I didn't get what I wanted. You know, so I said, okay. So that's the end of that, you know, relationship. So I said that because I wanted you ladies to know that, you know, when you start talking to or dating a guy, always make sure that you know who you are. Always know and make sure that you know what you do want, what you don't want, what you do deserve, what you don't deserve, what you need, and not only what you want. And always put your needs before your wants, because your wants can change all the time. They can change, you know. So love yourself, know yourself, spend time with you, and really appreciate who you are, and always make sure that you have what you need to have to give back to that person. Because it just can't be one-sided. It just can't be okay, I need a man that do this. Nah, but are you the type of woman that can be at his side doing this, pushing him, motivating him, encouraging him, loving him through the good, the bad, all of that stuff, you know? So we have to also check ourselves, ladies, and make sure that we're not just the ones asking for, having our hand out asking for stuff, but also put your hand out to him and give him what he needs as well. So they go back and forth. They go, you know, back and forth. You can't have one without the other, you know. So, and also know when a relationship is not worth it, or when a relationship needs to just end or never get started. So in order for you to know that, you have to know who you are. And you have to know what you do and don't deserve. It all starts with you. Everything, it got to start with you. And you have to love you, appreciate you, and treat you right so you can show people how to treat you and love you. Not just tell them. You need to show them how to do it. So, start with you. You know, men come and go, women come and go, but always start with you, because you are stuck with you for life. You can't get rid of yourself. You know, you stuck with you. You go to bed with yourself. You wake up with yourself. You look at yourself in the mirror. You go to work with yourself. You raise your kids with yourself. You drive your car with yourself. Like, you are stuck with you. So love you. Know you. Appreciate you. Know your worth. Know what you do and don't need, and what you do and don't deserve. And always know and remember, you are a child of the King. And let him lead and guide and direct you in every relationship. In every relationship. But start with yourself, and let him help you start with yourself to love you, and know who you are, because he did it for me. He did it for me. If he did it for me, he'll definitely do it for you. So thank you guys so, so much for listening to the episode, to the podcast. You can check me out again every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Times. You can go to Anchor, go to Spotify, go to Apple, go to rcrnetwork.com and check out all the episodes. Definitely follow me on social media, everything under Janaine Speaks. I have videos. I have things on there about me and my children. You get a little deeper insight of who I am, where I came from, and just me. And I will be starting my YouTube page this month as well. And definitely you can go on my social media, because I got a book called Overcomer, How She Became. And it is a book that's on, it's a book that it's me and I believe 11 or 12 other strong women around the world. And we tell about a certain situation that has happened to us and how we overcame it. So it's a very motivational book, encouragement, empowerment for us women. So definitely go on my social media and check out the book, you guys. You will not regret it. So thank you guys once again for listening. Y'all be safe, be blessed, live on purpose, and always remember to choose her.
OCTU Media has been operating since September of 2020. Since then, OCTU Media has reached over 45 million people through our media outlets. OCTU Media is changing for one purpose only, and that purpose is to bring to you the quality and outstanding media that represents our audience. Welcome to the new OCTU Media.
To hear this and more broadcasts like this one, go to OCTU Media from the web. Also, you can find OCTU Media on Roku, Amazon Fire, Android, and Apple iOS. This radio network is on OCTU Media 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 56 weeks a year. Thank you for your support of OCTU Media and this radio network.
And one day she discovered that she was fierce and strong, and full of fire, and that not even she could hold herself back because her passion burned brighter than her fears. You are who you are. In God. Come back next time on Choose Her with Janaine Speaks. This broadcast is copyrighted by Janaine Speaks Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.